I'm Ennis Ranson, and welcome to Talking Wardrobe. Today, I'm joined by fashion and lifestyle content creator Chloe Mitchell, aka Glowy by Chloe. We'll be talking the power of finding your inner confidence, how to stay positive even when the trolls come knocking, and a sneak peek for her upcoming wedding. So, Chloe, what are you wearing
today? This is from a small business. This is from Renara.
Oh, okay. I've not heard of that.
Oh, they've got like this tracksuit and a blazer was like their staple things that they bought out first.
Enjoying it.
Oh, I love it. Feel it as well.
I know. It's I was so, just going to say, can I feel you?
It's so nice and soft. The quality. Really soft.
And I love, is that like a funnel neck?
It's like...
Because you can sort of... Could you have it up? I can do it like this, but I... Oh, you like a bit more of
it. It like this.
Folded down, yeah.
And then I just put like a little... I like a fitted top underneath because where I think this is quite like oversized.
Yeah.
I like to put like a tighter... This is just from H&M. And then I got my Adidas specials on as well.
Love it. Very tonal.
Yeah, I like her. I like to match my like shades and like tones together.
We're even matching. We're both in browns.
I like that though, because that's got a bit of blue in it.
Yeah. Do you know what? I am such a sucker for something that is comfortable, but looks like it's put together.
Yeah. That's why I like this, because I do like the comfort, like the stretchiness of this.
Yes.
But also I want to look style, elevated, like put together and everything. And I just think... They have like smashed the tracksuit.
I love
stylish.
Yeah, even the sleeves, it's a bit like a bubble sleeve.
But it's got, so like these bits in here where you can like pull it in, so you have it a bit tighter. Ooh. Or you can have it looser. And same with underneath as well. So you can have
it's like a bit like, more of a chic, elevated tracksuit.
They styled it on like their Instagram in so many different ways, like open as well. And I think they might have even done one with heels.
Ooh.
But I'm more of like...
You're a trainer girl.
Casual, yeah, definitely.
How would you describe your personal style?
I feel like my style was all over the place. When I first started like TikTok, I was like granny dresses, going in charity shops, picking up any granny dress possible, and I would be like bright colors.
Okay.
Whereas now that I'm in like my 30s, I feel like I've gone a bit more neutral.
You've toned down in your 30s.
Yeah, I feel like browns, I love brown nude shades. That's my go-to. I do like a comfy outfit.
Yeah.
Like I don't like being restricted. I'm really funny with materials. Like if something doesn't feel right,
you're not
wearing it. No. So like certain jumpers, like this is perfect because this is like soft on my skin.
Yeah.
But you know, like really itchy material.
Not for you.
Not for me. I will not wear that at all.
Granny dresses, were they comfy?
Oh, I would go for the stretchy ones.
Oh, okay.
I should have really got some pictures to show you. Honestly, my nails were so long. I'd have like Powerpuff bright coloured.
Wow.
Nail. I was completely different to like what I am now. It's crazy how I've like, is it like evolved?
Yeah,
evolved?
I was just about to say your style has completely evolved then.
Completely.
What do you think mainly, I know you said going into your 30s, but do you think social media has changed that?
I feel like I've always been sort of like it my whole life. Like I've got a picture of me when I was like 3 years old, and I've got like wellies on these awful leggings, like because I want to stress myself, because I've always just liked like fashion and stuff. But I do like trends, but I feel like I go for what I like,
which is so important.
So certain things I try, like capri pants.
Yes.
They're like sort of back, but I...
They're not for you.
They're not for me. So yeah, I think it's like what I like. I go for.
I love that. And I think it's important. I don't think anyone should wear a trend that isn't necessarily... Well, doesn't feel right on them, because then it's forced.
Yeah. I want to feel like flattered in what I wear and like give me that confidence.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes... Like mini skirts, they don't, I'm like more curvy down here. And when I put on a normal length skirt, it goes shorter anyway. So like mini skirts. So yeah, it's more about finding what you feel comfortable in and not just
copy. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was not a fan of the micro mini skirt.
They're belts. That's
what we should call them, a belt.
They are. These ones in, where was I? Hollister.
Oh, okay.
I was in there the other day with my friend, and there's so many. I mean, they look great on some people, but me.
But that's what it is. And I think we're both obviously in our 30s. I think it's that whole Gen Z thing. I'm like, hang on, am I allowed to wear those things right now?
I don't even think I would have worn them when I was like, I say that, but actually I went to Magaluf and I had like Batty Riders on.
I need to get a picture
to show you because my bum cheeks were out.
Oh, as in your whole bum out. But that's back in trend. Yeah. The Gucci show, they just done that.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd be able to wear that now. You were on trend so far in advance. Do you know what? They were. When I was in Magaluf, they were the fashion, like that stretchy with the like silver and gold, like paneling and... I thought I was it. I like wore them pretty much every night in Magaluf.
If only Demna could have seen you. That'd been such a vibe. So what, where was you sharing your fashion then? Like, I guess it would have been Facebook. It wasn't really a thing, was it then?
No.
Did you blog?
No. So I worked with children pretty much since I left school.
Oh, wow.
11 years. And I got made redundant and my dad passed away. So I was not ready to look for a job.
Of course.
Me and mum always been into our fashion, like always from a young age. We would go shopping like every weekend. So me and mum were just, I think it was sort of like, not coping mechanism, but it was sort of like our...
It was retail therapy.
It was just something that we used to do that was normal, but yeah, like...
Gave a bit of joy into, or something normal, I guess.
Yeah. And then I just started posting my hauls. It was charity shops.
Charity shops,
what I sort of, and Pretty Little Thing, a few, Misguided. They were.
I used to love Misguided.
They've come back now though.
I know. I haven't really seen much about it though.
Yeah, I saw their TikTok. They were sharing like a few bridally bits and stuff. I was looking on there. But yeah, that's. I started posting my hauls and stuff, and my mum was going to me, I think when you're ready, you need to find a real job.
Yeah.
And my mum's never, ever been wrong. And for the first time ever, I like proved her right that I could make something like of this. And yeah, 5 years later, here still my full-time job. And I love it. I really like love what I do so much.
And do you still go to the charity shops or are you?
Charity shops are not the same anymore.
I agree, actually.
Yeah, I just feel like I used to find some like really good, nice pieces. And I think because my fashion was different, it's so easy to go into a charity shop and look for a granny dress. Whereas now it's like not really many of them.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
More. So I will still always look in one, but I don't find what I used to find in there.
I've found some good gems in charity shops. Like I found a Chanel dress once, which was amazing.
Are you going to London ones?
Yeah, Brick Lane. Yeah. That was when I was in my fashion college era.
Yeah, I feel like London. I see there's this girl on TikTok. I think her name's Lils.
Oh, okay.
And she goes to like charity shops every single week, but they're the London ones. I feel like London is better than Leighton Buzzard. So.
But it's a full-time job, charity shopping.
Yeah.
Like people I saw someone the other day on Vinted and that's their full-time job.
Reselling.
Yes.
Oh, do you know what? The new thing, I understand it's some people's job, the reselling, but people are going to TK Maxx and buying the beaded bags. Have you seen like, I'm obsessed with the beaded bags.
Okay.
But they're buying them and then selling them for double the price on Vinted. And I'm like, I really want to message me like, this is so naughty.
Yeah. This is not okay.
This is not acceptable.
This is not a good one for the girls. Yeah. Bringing up TK Maxx, that was my growing up. I used to go to Romford with my mum and go in TK Maxx.
Love
it. And you have, that's a quality. That is a skill going through those rounds.
Yeah, I tend to more in TK Maxx now look at like the bags, the makeup, the jewellery. Oh, the Home Sense.
Oh, Home Sense is good.
Get me to Home Sense every single day. I would be in there.
That happens when you turn 30, though.
Yeah, I get more of a thrill about finding like a vanity where I can put like my soaps on and stuff.
Isn't it mental?
So
I enjoyed buying that little candle.
Yeah, that's a nice, I like that. It's actually a candle in there.
It could be. I think it's just like a little vase, but nice. I thought cute for little decorations.
I like the decor.
What's the best piece of fashion advice you've ever received?
Best I've ever received. I think, again, sort of what we've touched on about wearing what you feel good in rather than following the trends. I think that is, the best advice. Like, There just is, not, yeah. Not following everyone.
I agree. I think for me, it's always been to, there's no real rules.
Yeah.
And I think I've always, I mix my gold and silvers. You know, people say you can't wear navy and black. I would always wear navy and black. And
my
mum
always wears navy and black. She? And it looks nice on her.
Yeah. And I think if it works for you, then just do it and go for it.
I do. I've actually got a watch on that's gold because I used to always be gold or like silver. Yeah. But now I actually tend to wear more gold, but I like to mix in like a little bit of silver as
well. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are your colours? What would you normally go to? Brown.
Browns. I do wear like black as well. Like I like these black jeans that I've got from NEX there.
Oh, okay.
I've actually got them in every colour.
Oh, do you know what though? When you find a good pair of jeans, you have to.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And being like a curvier girl, trying to find jeans that actually fit and feel good on is so hard. And I finally found.
You found the style. Perfect ones. We need the link.
I'm going to send you the link because they are.
They're
so
perfect. And are they like perfect. A good day to night jean as well?
Yeah. So I've worn them like for day, I've worn them for night. So you can like put heel on with them and a nice like blouse or something. Yeah. And it just, and they have a bit of stretch.
Oh, yeah. I can't deal with the tight jeans.
No, the ones that are so restricted.
They're uncomfortable.
It digs into my tummy and I just.
I recently actually wore a pair when I was on holiday and I'd been in them all day and I actually felt ill by the end of the day and I thought I can't even wear these ever again.
I was
so upset because they were actually a nice fit.
I hate the ones where they're standing jeans. You can only wear them for standing and that is it. Like I'm not sitting down, whereas these ones that I found,
they're perfect. You can do everything in them.
Amazing. I can put my leg over my head.
Is that what you do in the changing rooms? Test.
Totally.
Make sure they fit.
I always do a squat test though.
A squat test?
Yep. I will always squat down as low as possible to see if they're comfy. That's how I know that they're going to be the perfect pair of jeans.
A squat.
A squat.
Okay, that should be the best bit of fashion advice.
Oh, yeah. Do a squat.
Do a squat in your jeans. What are your go-to wardrobe staples that have always made you feel comfortable? I know we just touched on the jeans.
So the jeans that I found, yes. They're now a staple. I would say a blazer, but I actually don't wear a lot of blazers. I don't know if it's just because I haven't found. I wore one this weekend and it was the most perfect fit. Like it was a bit more like curved.
Oh, nice. Yeah, like it was a bit of a barrel arm.
Yeah, and I do have some that are oversized, but I don't know. When I have them on sometimes, I'm like, I don't know if it really suits me or not. So I'm on the hunt to find like a really good blazer. I think a nice tracksuit that you can style like up but be comfy and still some staple tops, some really good, I think I've got some from Arquette's
good.
Yeah, they're a bit more pricey but they've been washed, they're like perfect, they're so
your
nice.
Everyday tops.
And then I do like a flowy pair of trousers as well. I got some from Abercrombie and Fitch, they're like silky satiny. Ooh, nice. And they are perfect.
Abercrombie's had a real comeback, I feel.
Yeah, they've got some really nice vest tops as well, like with the built-in like bra.
I like those.
And the sizing is so good from there. I hate going into certain shops and not knowing what size I'm going to be, but there it's like they're really
good.
You know
what size,
really good.
So I think that sometimes, especially when I'm shopping for clients, I just sometimes have to get so many sizes because the sizing is so off.
It's so Zara.
That's what I had in my mind.
It's so, I can either be an extra small and I'm not a size extra small, or I need like extra extra large, and even sometimes extra extra large don't fit me, but that's what they go up to,
and it's crazy. It's so limited.
It's the trousers are not very good from Zara. I don't know, like unless it's got a bit of elastic, then
you avoid.
Stay away from them,
And it is that, isn't it? Because then when you are trying things on, it makes you, it doesn't feel fun. It doesn't feel nice. You can't squat in them.
No.
You're not squatting in a Zara trouser comfortably. No. So then it just makes it, so what tips would you give someone who maybe does feel a bit unconfident shopping?
So if you try things on in the changing room, please, please, please know it's not you. It is like the shop. It's not fully the shop's fault, but like it's the sizing in there. Like don't be defeated if like you're typically a size 14 and you have to get a size 18, because that's not a you problem. That is an overall just unfortunate sizing of the shop.
Agree.
I once found some jeans in H&M. I'm talking about jeans a lot.
This is the jeans episode.
But I found some in H&M and I really liked the style of them, but I had to get a size 20. But I didn't let that stop me. I felt like guilty and sorry for people that are a size 20 that wouldn't be able to, because H&M, I think, only go up to like a size, I think they only go up to a size 20. Okay. And I felt like that's really sad. People of the plus size community wouldn't be able to purchase them, but also like I didn't stop myself from buying a bigger size because I really liked them. Yeah. And size does not define you, like the label does not define you.
I've always, and I think I've said this for years as well, as soon as I started becoming a stylist, I just completely ignore the size in that if, you know, sometimes I could put something on that's three sizes too bigger and it fits and it fits lovely. It depends how you want to wear it as well. Just shouldn't matter.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my don't look at like, don't let the size define like who you are.
I love that. I think that's so good. Such a good tip as well. So on your socials, you go shopping quite a lot.
Yes.
Which is, I love it. I'm so here for it and enjoy it. But have you got any tips for people who maybe don't feel that confident going shopping?
So I feel like I've learned what flatters me and what I steer away from. So I think it's good on social media. Like I follow a few people that are like similar body shapes to me to start to realize, although I say about flattering, look, if someone wants to wear something that isn't your typical flattering, then don't again let that steer you away. You wear what you feel comfortable in. But for me personally, I like to wear things that do flatter me, or like, is the word like accentuates like certain,
definitely,
like my favorite features.
Yeah, you know your proportions and what works in your body.
So I would say sort of going with sort of knowing what sort of styles you want to go for. So then you don't feel so, I don't know, like upset if you pick up something that you don't feel so like great in.
Yeah.
So yeah, just finding like what,
yeah, having what a bit works, of an idea
works for you, and what makes you feel like when you
put
in.
It on.
Yeah,
I think that's true as well, and it's okay to have a bit of a uniform.
Yeah,
and once you've found that, like you said, you can get in different colors, get a few different tops and style it up or down.
Yeah, definitely. I still try on things. I think with what I do, I like to show all different styles. I don't let it really get me down if I do put on something that doesn't really flatter me, because again, I know it's not it's not a me like problem sort of thing. But I know everyone's so different with like going into changing rooms. The lighting is not good changing rooms at all.
A few people say to me you should always wear makeup, which I get, but then also then it ruins the clothes.
Yeah, I do wear a little bit sometimes, but not always.
Not
I don't feel
glam.
Like makeup, I don't look at my face. I sort of look at how it looks on my like body.
Yeah. But it's so true, because I could shop for any of my clients and I could get a whole row of clothes. And not every item on that row is going to, and these are celebrities, is going to look perfect on them, you know. Right. So it is important to try different things and give different styles
a
go. But I think having a bit of, I guess, like a bit of a guide in mind is really useful.
Yeah, like I think it's good to sometimes, find people online that you sort of resonate with and go and try them on and see. Because also someone might have the same body shape as you, but you might not like it on you what they're wearing anyway. So again, it's like just knowing not everything works for everyone, and what you like is what you go for, what you feel good in.
Definitely. I love that. And obviously now we're going into spring, summer and holiday season.
Yes.
Any tips for holiday wardrobe shopping?
So I feel like bikini swimwear is sometimes people's worst. Like I get a lot of messages of people saying like I dread like bikini season, and everybody is bikini ready, beach ready. You truly are. It's about finding that, obviously, that confidence. And again, finding what you feel good in swimwear. Like I personally would never wear like, I don't know, something really quite revealing, because I wouldn't feel that confident in it. But someone else could wear it and feel like a million incredible pounds. Yeah. In it. So again, it's finding, I do typically quite like a high-waisted bikini bottom because yeah. I feel like I just feel comfortable in that. But yeah, it's like finding what you feel good in and what makes you feel ready.
Yeah, definitely. I think bikini is really hard because everyone's, well, you go on the websites and they have the most perfect models with the perfect bodies, and then you get it and you're like, and usually you've not got a tan and you're trying this bikini on and you're like, okay, this is not the plan and not the vision.
The representation on some websites is not good. I feel like there needs to be wider, like, broader, like, model sizes.
I agree. And even to the point of just boob size. Yeah. And I know it sounds crazy, but not everyone has big boobs. Not everyone has small boobs. But yet sometimes you find that you're looking at these bikinis and then all of a sudden you get home and you're like, okay, I cannot wear that.
Yeah, it's like, because even like, I would say I'm like a size double D, but some bikinis that I put on, like, I'm falling out of. Yeah. And I don't feel that great wearing.
But
like,
you need the support in a bikini as well, because you're not, you know, you're walking around in a bikini. You want to know that you're safe.
I want to know that I'm not gonna like slip out anywhere.
We do not want to slip.
I do like a swimsuit, but I have a really long body, so I struggle so much with swimsuits.
Yes. Really one bad. Of my clients has that, and it's really, there's just not a swimsuit for a long body.
Yeah, I know you can get tall. But I don't feel like there's a good range.
No, it's like Speedo.
It's not the
vibey swimsuits.
You want something cute. You want to feel good in it. And Speedos.
No, it's not working.
They look great in them.
Yes. No, I do think that. But I think that's a good tip to just like find your shape and what works on you. And even if you have to order loads and try them all on and have a bit of a day of it.
Absolutely. But yeah, I think you've got to go in with the like kind of open mindset, because I feel like swimwear is such like a something you might feel good in, something you might like that you think you're going to fit like really like I'm saying about high-waisted, someone might feel like they want to go for that because they might, you know, want to flatter their tummy area or something and then they could put it on and really not like it. So yeah, you've got to have a real open mind with swimwear, I feel.
I think as well, there's so much advice online to be able to like Google your body type and what should work on you. So then at least, like you said, you're going in with a bit of a idea of, okay, high-waisted's really going to look great on me.
Yeah.
Or like you said, looking at people similar to you. So I'm sure a lot of girls will ask you who feel like are the same size, same shape, and say, where are you getting your best bikinis from?
Yeah, a person that's really good for the bigger boob area is Karis Whitaker. Have you seen Karis?
I need
before?
To have a look.
She's doing like kind of like a little review in, I think it's on her stories rather than her reels.
She's probably not on my algorithm. She's probably not on my algorithm because I've got small boobs.
But she is like, she's great at what she
And she just does. Really shows.
Yeah. The real side of like, she's just,
okay, anyone, I'm going to have, and definitely anyone will put the tag, anyone with big boobies.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Are there any fashion trends that you've tried and thought never again?
Oh, I mean, like I said, back in the day, the batty writers. Now I would not.
They're not going on your holiday with you.
Back then I felt great in them. I'm trying to think what else I've tried. I've tried like ballet shoes and I do really like them on people, but I don't know if they, I don't know if I've got like a bit more of a wider foot.
I think ballet flats are this, because I got really excited. At first I was like, hell no, never going back. Yeah, then I was
school
like,
days.
Yeah. Because that is that or a kicker I was wearing.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then I thought, oh, okay, yep, I can get on board, but I can't get on board with the ones with the woven with your toes where you can see the feet.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them.
But people are loving them.
Yeah, I don't think I would be able to. Do you know what I feel like? I've seen a few people. Do you remember the Nike in between toes?
I've seen these coming back and they're haunting me.
I loved them, but now I don't think I can get on board with
that. You know, I saw a girl in Pilates and she had the socks where each toe is in a, and it really, I really wanted to ask if she was okay.
That would stress me out trying to get.
How much
that
time
on each,
have you got before Pilates?
Yeah, I need to shove them on. I wake up, get dressed and go. Like, I don't have time.
And I thought that is, but that gave me, do you remember when you was younger and you'd have those little.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Things when we were younger, I used to think I used to be like so ponchos. They're coming back though.
Yeah. Ponchos
are coming
back.
But I used to have like the knitted, like.
Oh, like the gimpy embroidered ones.
And now, like, I feel like they're the nicer, a bit more like sheer,
yes,
beach cover ups.
Yeah, they feel
vibe.
A bit more holiday season, don't they?
Yeah,
they're not
I
so.
Do.
Yeah,
haven't tried one yet though.
Or if you're not,
no,
I have seen a few. I quite like River Island had some nice ones actually.
River Island is smashing it at the minute. There is so many nice bits in there, like wedding guests, like. So many.
Oh, yeah. Nice have you got bit. Any? Oh, you've got your wedding coming
my wedding.
Up. So,
yeah, I do have a wedding as well, though, in June. James, my fiance, is a groomsman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
well, that's exciting. So, have you got a, what's the dress code?
So, I don't think there is actually like a obviously just no white.
Yeah, of course.
And no red. Have you? Apparently, if you wear red, you've slept with the groom. Have you heard of this?
No, and now I'm just thinking, have I worn red to a wedding before?
I didn't know about it until, I think someone commented on my TikTok, like, you need to stay away from red.
Because Indian weddings, you're not allowed to wear red.
Because the bride normally wears red.
Oh, I did not know that. I'm just thinking, have I worn red? So no white or no red.
Yeah, I remember my auntie, I was really young, and me and my mum wore these cream suits. And now I look back and I'm like, I cannot believe, mum, you let us wear like nearly white outfits when we were guests.
Are you going to be strict with your guest?
I would hope people know not to wear white because I feel like that's the bride.
It's obvious, surely.
Yeah.
What about white if someone wears white on your hen do?
We've got colour themes.
Oh, so
we've
covered.
Got the themes.
You've
so
got the themes. Do you know the themes?
Yeah, so I did plan my hen do with my maid of honour because I just feel like I don't want to put that stress on to like someone.
So, and you want it to be perfect.
I've got my UK one, which I know where it is and I know the times, but I don't know anything else.
Oh, that's
exciting.
So that's
going to be my surprise.
Have you got outfits for that?
I don't know what the dress code is going to be.
She's looking.
So I don't know what the dress code is, but I'm going to wear obviously white.
Oh my God, how exciting.
Probably like a nice sparkly
dress of sparkles. Or something. So where have you been shopping for bridal?
So I did order a dress off of O Polly.
Nice.
Charlotte Mills. Have you seen Charlotte Mills?
I feel like you need to send me a list of these influences.
Is
really good.
So like they are known for bridal shoes.
Oh, okay.
But they bought out like this sparkly dress and this sparkly corset. And I was very lucky they sent me a few pieces.
Oh, lovely.
Insane.
Oh, I'm
excited
to see this.
If you style anyone for bridal, Charlotte Mills, you need to look at.
Okay, I'm going to definitely have a look. So when did you get engaged?
July 2024.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, how?
In the Maldives. Yeah, so.
Dreamy.
It was just perfect. It was just so special. We were on a beach, had like petals all around, and James had put like pictures of like us throughout.
Oh wow.
Our like relationship on the table. It was just
perfect.
It was just magical. It was really special.
How did you have any idea?
I did have, like, we have been together at that point six years. So I'd been sending rings and stuff to James probably since we'd been together about a year and stuff.
I thought he was gonna say a week.
Maybe no. But yeah, so we had been to the Maldives I think the year before. It didn't happen there. And I was like, it's gotta happen this, like,
yeah,
surely.
This time it's gotta happen.
I think he had built up such like this big, like, I wanted this big massive fit, and I loved him and my mum planned that together.
Oh,
it was
so sweet,
so like beautiful that they had planned it together, and like he asked my mum if he could marry me and
oh, that's
like,
so sweet.
It was so special, but I truly would have been so happy if he had done it anywhere. Like,
yeah.
I just knew I wanted to marry him. So.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
What was you wearing for the proposal?
I did have a white, like, flowy dress on because he said to me, like, wear your best outfit tonight. And I knew. I knew that. And I was like.
She knew. The white dress was coming out.
So the white dress was. But if he wasn't going to, I would have still wore that white dress anyway because it was a really nice,
yeah,
really
perfect.
Nice dress.
Have you got your dress?
Yes. I actually got that like a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Like a
really? Year
in, I think it was actually, we had, I think it was within the same year that I had picked my dress.
Wow. How did you find dress shopping?
I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah. I think it's where I like fashion and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, it was really, it was lovely. I think it was the sixth or seventh dress.
Oh, wow.
I tried
okay.
on. And as soon as I put it on, like, I nearly welled up crying. So I knew it was the one.
It was the one.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Thank I won't you. Ask any hints because yeah, I've not been given I can imagine
anything
no, you can't.
Away. Only my mum, James's mum, Gabriella, has seen it, and my maid of honour.
Oh,
that's all that's seen it.
It's so special as well when your friends see it and just yeah. everyone sees it in the room. It's just yeah. such a... Oh. And when are you getting married?
August this year. So less than 5 months, I think it is.
Oh, wow. Countdown yeah. is on.
It
feeling
is.
Feeling ready?
I feel ready, yeah. Like, we've booked all the big things. It's just like the finishing touches and stuff, yeah. so...
But so you, did you know what wedding dress you was going to... Or was it completely opposite to what
no.
you thought?
Me and James were never going to get married. I always wanted to be engaged, but the marriage we was never like fussed about. And it wasn't until when my dad was passing away. My mum and dad had been together years, like years and years and years. And they were always engaged, but never got married. But then when dad was poorly, he like re-proposed to mum. They were going to get married, but lockdown and oh. Oh, everything was just like, they eventually got married like a month and a bit before he passed away.
Oh, wow.
It was in hospital. It was like not
what they wanted,
but it was perfect.
Yeah, for, still like, so special.
They got to do it before he passed away mm. and that's just what sort of made us realize like the importance of if you yeah. know that person's your person, like even you don't even have to do the big wedding, like go to the registry office yeah. like it's just special knowing like that yeah. you've married your person.
Oh, I love that. So. I cry. What are you most excited about for on the wedding day?
Just everyone having a good time, like just having people that we love so much around us and yeah. just being like, wow, we've done it. Like
we've
we're
done it.
Married.
We are officially adults.
We're husband and wife. Can't believe I'm going to be a whole wife.
You're going to be a wife. Does that mean the wardrobe changes as a wife?
No.
No, we're still comfy.
Yeah, still.
We're not bringing back the, what are they called?
Fatty riders.
Fatty riders. I might get some of them for some of my clients.
Yeah, do it.
So for any brides-to-be, have you got any tips for, because obviously it is quite overwhelming
it's
going into
overwhelming.
This wedding era of trying on dresses. And if it's not something you're used to.
Yeah, I think my tips would be planning ahead. Don't leave it all to the last minute. I kind of staggered mine out because I am normally last minute and I will be in such a flap and stress head. So I think, yeah, planning sort of what you want, what vendors you want, where you want to get married, booking that dress fitting. Some people leave it to the last minute, and that really, because
you can't make dresses.
It's just too, please get your dress like months ahead, because the alterations, well, like mine's going in for alterations, and I've got two, so I went for my first one and I've got another two booked in. Like that's how, I don't think people realize or think of this. They just think, I'll just buy one off like the rail.
Yeah.
And you don't think like you may want to have some little tweakments to that dress.
Because I don't think people realize you can actually do quite a few little amendments and tweaks, can't
yeah.
you? And they're quite
length,
happy to,
like
everything. Yeah.
Like there's so much. It's not just, yeah, it's like you might need like a little bit taken in under your arms. Yeah. Like, depends on what style dress you have. So yeah, please get that dress and take people with you that will be honest, but not to the point that
it becomes not.
It makes you feel not good.
Yeah.
So I feel like I took
the
good,
right people.
Yeah, like mix, like everyone was like different, like honest, but also made me feel good. So
it was a nice experience. You
yeah.
enjoyed it.
Oh, it was so, I need to, like Piper and Eve in Bedford, they are incredible there. Like
oh,
they
wow.
made me feel just so good, like really,
oh,
really
I love
good.
That.
So
it's such a special moment as well. And I think, I don't think, like you said, even the sizing in like couture bridal sizing is so different to you know general sizing. So even for that there, it's like you do need to go and try on and you need to figure out what sizing.
Absolutely. And again, don't be sad about the sizing on a wedding dress, because
you have to typically
I think it is size up. I believe that was like the like information that I was told that you have
to. I had a client whose was bust couture size 16, waist 6, hips 12, and it's like, so we had to completely get this dress transformed, and I think she was fine with it and happy about it, and it was, and then it fit her like a glove.
But this is where people need to be organized with booking the dress, because you want to feel good, like you want it to fit you properly and that you're not adjusting throughout the day or like anything not right with that dress, because you're going to be in it for most of the day. So,
and you just want to enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so definitely don't go for something that looks good and isn't comfortable, because you're never going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, because I was about to talk about what I'm not going to say what my
we as much as I'd love a spoiler.
I think going for what you feel comfortable in, definitely.
And have you done your shoes, jewellery, is it all done?
Shoes, Gabriella actually sent to me on ASOS and I ordered them. They come next day and I was like, these are the ones.
Oh, perfect.
I've shared these so I can, like, they've got pearls on, they've got a bit of sparkle on, like.
Are they a brand called Azealia Wang?
Yes.
I know exactly the heels you're talking about, and they are so stunning. They're actually really similar to Jimmy Choo.
Yes, but they're a good height. Like, I can walk in them really, like, oh, they're just perfect.
Such a good brand for brides-to-be, especially for Hindus as well. Yeah,
they actually had a discount on as well, so I got them for like £70. I did look at, like, your design. I went to Bicester Village with my mum. We looked at a few, like Jimmy Choo's. We looked at a few different ones and
just didn't find them.
I just couldn't find. I did find some in Jimmy Choo for my Hindu.
Love.
But not the ones for the wedding. They were all too high. I couldn't walk in them.
It's not worth it.
No, I want to be comfy in what I'm wearing.
And the Hindu's fun. It's good to have a fun shoe for the
They're
hen.
Wedge as well. They're a wedge. So.
Amazing. And something you probably wear.
Oh,
honeymoon.
But you know, I'm a size 5 and I had to get size 3.
Oh, Jimmy Choo is really strange on their size.
Yeah, it was really. I've never been a size. So I was a bit shocked. I was
like, what a moment.
I know. I was like,
Do you think self-confidence is something we learn or something we as women constantly have to navigate?
I really think it depends on the person. Like, I've accepted my body for like who I am. But quite a lot of my friends do have, you know, I do have days where I do sort of like pick at myself if I'm feeling a bit down, but I don't let it take over my life. Where some of my friends like really, really get down about like their body image and stuff. So I've really, it's the person. I try and like on my socials encourage people to accept who you are, but people are not just going to click their fingers and like love who they are. So I do think it is a journey to go on, and again, like finding what works for you and makes you feel more confident.
I know, and I think for women it is hard because you're constantly, it's just become such a topic, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you do have really good days, and then you know, like I remember I recently was on holiday and I took a picture in a bikini, and then I was like, oh, I look okay. And then you go on Instagram and you're like, oh my god, I cannot post that because look at everyone on Instagram. And then you're like, oh my god. And then you don't post the picture, and then 6 months later you're going through your photos and you're like, oh, I look nice there.
Yeah,
it's like such a mad,
I just think I try not to compare online, because that person that you're seeing as well, that you're thinking looks perfect, they probably have some insecurities their self. Like, I feel like it's natural for most women to have a bit of insecurities, even if they come across as the most confident, you know, self-love person ever. Like, everyone does have that insecurity, but it's about really trying to like build that confidence and not let it take over your life, because you know there's so much enjoyment in life, and you're not going to look back in 20 years time at your pictures and think, you know, oh gosh, my cellulite was showing, you're going to look back and think, oh, do you know what, that was a great time that I had, and like so memories true. Made. So
that's what I love about your page. And I think it is becoming more and more on Instagram. People are speaking about being happy and, you know, enjoying life and not constantly thinking about, like what you said, the size of what you're wearing.
Yeah, like life is really too... I think it was when I did lose, like, my dad, it really opened my eyes, like, life is too short. Stop picking at yourself. Like, stop being, like, so hard on yourself and just go and make memories and just go and enjoy life, because you never, ever know, like... You just never know what's going to happen in life. So
true. And I think sometimes it takes something as awful as that to get to that place.
Yeah, it really does. So.
And how has sharing content online impacted your own self-confidence?
I actually feel like it did give me more confidence. Like, it's lovely when I get like comments saying how I've helped them feel more confident in what they wear or like in their own skin. Like, that for me is like my biggest achievement in my social media like career that I've done, like knowing that I'm helping people feel better. It just makes me so happy. And I do get like, I think people online always get obviously like the trolls and stuff, and I don't let them comments get me down or stop me from posting about, you know, feeling good in what you wear, because that person commenting it is probably the most insecure person and they're trying to like portray it.
That's so true. And then you've got such a percentage of people who you are helping.
Yeah.
So you need to focus on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't get me wrong. Like, these comments, sometimes if I'm not feeling great, they do get you down. But again, it's just not letting it take over my life and realising.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of trolling or?
I don't get as much as like what some people online do like get, but I do get like people calling me like fatty, like, yes, there is
that
some
is
really
awful.
Not very nice like comments and stuff, but it's always a fake profile. Yeah. It's always like, I feel a bit sorry for them sometimes, because I think you are
really unhappy.
Yeah. So I once did have like, I was on a live stream on TikTok. I used to do a lot of lives when I like first started out, and I had someone once commenting like, her dad isn't really dead, she lied, he didn't have cancer. That was the worst I've ever had. So I kept on blocking them. They kept on in this live making a new account, come back in and say, and I think, how sad is that? But like,
it almost makes you think, who could this person be to have that much? Who cares? Like, who cares that much to do that?
Their profile picture was like Mr. Tumble or something. So I'm like, that was the worst thing that probably did get to me a bit, because talking about my dad was just not acceptable, and saying that I lied. Like, I did not go through all of like that to lie. And I never really made like my platform about losing. I speak about my dad because
he's your dad.
Yeah, and we were so close. But I made my platform more about like making people feel like confident. And so that was just so bizarre, like that person doing that.
I honestly don't even, things like that make you speechless, don't they? Because you just think, how could people act that way when you're out there giving positivity to the world and, you know, growing confident, you know, helping people grow confidence, and then you've got someone like that.
I was literally just doing my makeup on live, and next thing I know, I'm getting accused that I was like lying about stuff. And that was just the only time that I didn't let it like badly affect me, but it did upset me. Because
how do you deal with that, like coming away from, because it is a world, isn't it, social media? How do you deal with coming away from that and just
I'm very lucky, like having my James, that he's really good at like comforting me and helping me like feel better when I get the not so nice comments. And I don't normally reply to trolls. I have occasionally, but not really a lot. And what me and my friends tend to do is like, what we want to say back to them, we just message each other.
I love
so
that.
It's like venting, getting it out. And I do feel like that helps, because it's like I've replied, but not actually to them.
Yes, that's such a great tip.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to get
out.
Yeah.
Me and my friends have actually started the last Friday of the month, we all write the best thing that happened to us that month.
Oh, I love that. Do you like journal and stuff?
Yeah. Trying to.
I do.
Do you?
The 3-minute journal.
Always that one good.
Minute. It's 3 minutes in the morning and 3 minutes at night. And it's just literally you write three things you're grateful for,
yes.
what you're going to do in your day, affirmation. And then at night you do your good deed. What was like, what's something yeah. good that happened? And then, yeah, you're free. Oh no. So three good things. I can't remember what the other thing is, but yeah, it's a really yeah. good journal because I like quick and easy.
I do. Like, just want to note it down. And yeah. I also like, I went through my one from previously and like reading back it, it's quite nice.
Yeah, I like goal setting.
Yes.
And I've got like my, when I first started like social media and like I had them all on like this like board, like oh, pins love it. And stuff.
And how many have you achieved?
Yeah, like, used to tick them off yeah. and everything. So I love
I think
that.
It's so important to have goals. What's been your like biggest achievement?
Oh, do you know what? There's so many things that I'm like so happy and like can't believe has happened. Yeah. But I think finding James, like finding someone that actually.
Oh my God, this, I feel like I'm in a love story. This is so cute.
We argue a lot and stuff. Like we're not like the perfect.
I thought you said couple. We are cute.
Oh no.
I thought you went, we are cute.
My head will not fit out of this room. No, we like we're not your
like
perfect
every normal
couple.
Relationship.
Yeah, like we're just normal, but we're
it works.
Right, yeah, we're right for each other, and yeah, finding him and like my dad had met James and he loved James.
Oh, I love that. So it feels
my mum, yeah, just everything like after having not great exes and stuff like that, it was nice to finally find my person.
Oh,
I think that's he'll be watching this like. Speaking about me.
Do you style him?
Yes and no. So when I first met James, he was like head to toe designer.
Okay.
Like all the time. Like his mum used to say to him, like, come on, you don't need to buy designer stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And then when I finally like started to help him with like fashion, he's always dressed well.
Yeah.
But he started to realise you can mix Primark with like designer
okay,
and
yeah.
stuff. So he'd wear like a Primark tee with like his nice jeans and stuff. So yeah, he's got better over the years, not just head to toe, like what's that like get the badge in.
Stone Island.
Yeah. He used to
head to toe.
Yeah, he used to
oh,
head
okay.
to toe wear a lot of like
he'd have liked them bad jeans. What are they called? Bat jeans? What are them trousers you like? The baddie pants? Why can't
oh, the
I
batty
get
riders.
The batty riders. Why can't oh, I not get this name?
He loves them.
Keep them for indoors.
Yeah, I actually sold them on Vinted recently. I kept hold of them for like 10 years because like, why did I think I was ever going to wear batty riders?
Isn't it so funny the things you keep?
Honestly, like I don't know why. It was the memories.
Yeah, sometimes that's the thing with clothes. They have so many memories. And like what you're saying about the shoes for your wedding,
yeah.
you'll have them forever.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. And if we ever had children or anything, and if you like potentially, I mean, they might not like them, but you know, like
they will.
Yeah, you will.
So we've spoke about trolling, but you've obviously grown such a lovely community.
Yeah, I'm very lucky with like my followers. I just have some really amazing, some that I speak to like on a daily as well. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we have conversations. I have people sending me things that they think I would really like. Like I had one of my followers send me this bridal beaded bag from TK Maxx.
Oh, I love that.
And she lived local to me. So it was in one of my
local. So you went and got it.
So I went to, it's called Bletchley. I don't know if you've heard of Bletchley. It's like near Milton Keynes. And I didn't find it in there. So then I went to Milton Keynes the next day. And that's where she had like sent me the picture. So yeah, it's really lovely. I love when people like send me things. It's like speaking to my friends sometimes. And
so nice. And they feel that they've actually got to know you and know your style.
Yeah.
I need some people to send me some links.
Yeah.
Save me
oh,
some
it's
time
so,
shopping.
It's so cute. Like they'll send me like sometimes dresses, especially with my bridal. Like a lot of people send me like bridal outfits that they think that I'm really going to like. And I'm just very lucky that I do have some really lovely people.
That's so special, and just having that really lovely community. And do they ever like ask for style advice or tips?
Yeah, I get sometimes people message that I have a 30th birthday. What should I wear? I had once someone ask me, they were going to the Mamma Mia.
The party. Have you been to that?
No, I
it's
haven't.
Really fun.
But I would like
yeah,
to.
It's fun.
But she was asking, I think it was for her hen do actually. but she was wearing blue. So I then went onto Google and I was like looking for blue outfits and stuff like, and I sent to her. I normally, if anyone asks me for style, I'm like, right, what's the color? What's the style? Is it a dress? Is it track? Like, yeah. To try and narrow it down. So I'm not just sending.
Because it could be endless.
Yeah. So yeah. And then we have a bit of a conversation, and I love when people like send me pictures of them wearing it. Like if I've given them any like advice or anything, that really makes me like so happy.
So you almost had given them a little personal styling session.
Yeah. I never imagined myself being a personal stylist. Like,
yeah.
You're incredible at like what you,
thank you.
What you do.
Well, clearly you are too, if you're styling up your community.
Thank you.
It's so special. And it's just lovely that you are obviously giving them that confidence to wear those pieces.
Yeah, I just love when you're like making people feel good in what they wear, because I think it really does make a change to your day. When you feel good, I feel like things go good.
100%. When you're in a good outfit, yeah. I feel like your day goes better.
Absolutely. Like, it's like when your makeup, you know, when you're getting ready for a night out.
Yes.
And then your makeup's not gone wrong. And then I just feel like, oh, I'm just going to take this off and just knock it out now.
It's done. It's over.
Yeah, literally.
So we're going to play a game of fashion red flags and green flags.
Okay.
So if it's a no, it's a red flag.
Okay.
Love it. Green.
Perfect.
Jewels.
Jaws. I thought you said jewels.
Oh, sorry. It's probably my Essex accent.
It's okay.
Jorts.
Jorts. They're like, oh, no, red flag for me.
Red flag.
They do not. I look like I'm a safari worker when I wear them. Not good on me.
I bought a pair actually at Vista and I was so excited, and they was Gucci. And I was like, oh my God, these are amazing. And then again, I was like, why did I buy these?
Yeah, they don't suit me.
No.
Not nice.
They suit some people. They look really cool.
Some people look insane. But this is, again, that whole like,
yeah,
not every style is for everyone.
Exactly. So. And especially when you see it on Instagram, because it's normally a cool pose. It's set up. It's like not
leg,
the everyday.
Leg on the,
yeah,
like
they,
really
they know
cool.
How to pose. Capri trousers.
Red flag for
red
me.
Red flag.
Yeah, again, don't suit me.
Socks and sandals.
I wouldn't personally wear socks, a red flag for me.
Low-rise jeans come back.
Oh, it's others, it looks so good on, and green flag, but for me, red flag. It's just
I'm
don't
a red flag
me.
With the low-rise.
Yeah.
I'm a mid or a high?
I would say more high, because I have my belly pierced, so I like them over the waist. I get caught.
Oh, I've...
Yeah.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the pain.
I think I know what this one's going to be. Dressing up for the airport.
Oh, I mean, I don't. No.
She's Adam's. I'm Adam Sandra at that airport.
Yeah, I'm a comfy, but my hen do.
Oh, that's a different occasion.
I say that now, but when I have to wake up at like 6 a.m, I probably am going to be comfy.
But I feel like you're prepared. I've seen you with like the rollers before Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. You're good.
I'll probably turn up with rollers or something.
Yeah. Are they dressing you up at the airport though?
I don't know about this.
We're hoping not.
We shall see.
Twinning with your partner.
Right. Me and James have done this before. And we got laughed at the airport. We was
wearing, at the airport.
Yeah, so we wore both. This was actually unintentional. We actually didn't mean to. But I was wearing a black dress. James was wearing a black outfit, and we both had our white Air Force Ones on. So Air Force Ones. This was quite a while ago. So, and yeah, people thought we had done that, and yeah, they were like, I didn't care. I don't care that you like. That's a bit sad that you're laughing at us anyway. Go and enjoy your holiday. But probably for like our honeymoon, we might wear like, you know, the Six Stories
lovely.
Hubby and wifey.
Yeah.
It's like, cute. Depends on the occasion.
Very cute. Wearing a trend you don't love because it's trending.
Red flag.
Red flag. Mixing prints.
Oh, I'm not really a massive print. I sound quite boring actually. But I like leopard print, but I personally
wouldn't mix.
So probably red flag.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Fashion this or that. Leather jacket or trench coat?
Oh, trench coat.
Have you seen the new M&S trench coat?
No.
It's good. It's giving Burberry a bit of a run for its money. Yeah, it's good.
I need to look at this.
Vintage or brand new?
Oh, I would say I am more brand new.
Faux fur or faux snake?
Faux fur.
Faux fur.
Yeah.
Statement coat or statement bag?
I would... probably statement coat, maybe.
I love a statement coat, yeah. But I do love a bag. Matching set or mix and match? Matching, I mean, it would be slightly awkward if you said mix and match whilst we're both sat here, yeah, in matching sets.
Match. I do like a match. I feel like it's easy. It's easy to style. It's just, you can put it together and then accessorize it. So. Yeah.
Gold or silver?
Gold.
Polka dots or stripes?
I mean, I don't really like either of myself. maybe like, I have a striped shirt, so we'll go with stripes.
Full black outfit or full colour outfit?
Oh, see, I feel like black outfit is what I would go for.
She's tonal.
I am really boring.
It's not boring, it's just knowing what works for you.
Yeah,
and what you like. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for coming on.
For having me. This has been... Oh, just so lovely.
I know, I've loved it. And I've loved hearing about your story as well. And just all your tips and wisdom. And like, I'm very excited to see the dress and the hen do's. I'm excited for it all.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
But for anyone watching or listening, where can they find you?
So my like username on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube is Glowy by Chloe.
And where did this come from? Glowy by Chloe.
So I started out doing makeup. And then I realised I was not actually that good at doing all these fancy looks and stuff. So then I just stuck with it because I just thought it sort of has
a
ring
glow
to
up. That's what I took it as, glow up.
I want to make people feel like...
glowing.
Yeah, so that's why I just kept it.
Well, this was a glowing conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been insane.
I loved it. Thanks so much again to Chloe for joining me in the Talking Wardrobe. I've really connected to what she said about dressing for yourself. As always, if you enjoyed today's episode, please do subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a quick review, as it really helps. This production is brought to you by Purposely Different Productions.